Pop Spotting 91.
Thursday, July 14th, 2011. Happy Bastille Day. Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
It's time for some pop talk and trivia for Thursday.
That's right. It's where we ask you what you're listening to, what you're reading, what you're watching, what you're into, basically. But after you school us, we try to school you with some unexpectedly challenging trivia.
So joining us today is Desiree from Pensacola, Florida. You can find her at Sita Catherine on Twitter. That's SitaKatherine. She's on the What's On with Steph and Dez podcast, and she's also on the Nonsense cast. Welcome, Desiree.
Hi, thank you for letting me be on the show. No. I'm so excited.
Hey, it's great to have you. I know you're a much sought after guest on other podcasts. Can I say we've landed a whale?
You see, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, well, not only am I a huge fan of the two of you, but this is a big time podcast.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
It is. Everybody I know listens to it, and I know you have lots of other fans too that I don't even know.
Oh man, that's too nice. Well, we're fans of you and the entire, you know, the thriving podcast community that's out there that you mix with, and Rob and the Media Junkyard folks, and you know, we're all great friends. I love that.
Yes, it's a great community. It really is.
Okay, so Desiree, we'd like you to talk about three things that you're currently watching or into or listening or otherwise just enjoying.
The first thing I want to talk about is Falling Skies. Now, are you guys watching it?
No, we're not.
So that's that's a new series on TNT. And the only thing I know about it is that there's a young character on that show with a awesome name, Maxim Knight, who's actually born in Honolulu. But other than that, I know nothing about it.
It has, let's see, Noah Wiley and Moon Bloodgood in it.
Noah Wiley sounds familiar.
Yeah, he was on ER.
He was in ER.
Ah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I was a huge fan of his on ER, so I was excited about this show. But basically, it's after an alien invasion, and they're like a group of resistance trying to, you know, fight back against the aliens. There's like 300 in their group, 300 people. And it's a mix of military and civilians, so there's interesting dynamics there. Mm-hmm. And Noah Wiley plays He's a widow, widow, whatever one it is for a male.
Widower, yes.
Widower. And he has three sons, and one of his sons is a teenager who fights along the resistance. One's a little, sweet little Moppet, and then one, the middle child, has been taken by the aliens, and the aliens put these things on the kids and use them as slaves, like this mind control thing on them, like it's like a spine. Oh. So he's trying to get his son back. But it's a really good show. I really like the characters. I think it's done well, and it's a little dark. They weren't afraid to kill off children.
Oh my!
Wow, that's bold.
Yes. But I really like it. I'm enjoying it. I was a huge fan of like V, the original series.
Right, right.
And you know, the remake I didn't think was that good. This is something more along the lines of what I like. Well, I'm a big fan of aliens, you know, and resistance fighters kind of stories.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. So the original V, I mean, of course, the budget was lower and the effects were cheesier, but it was definitely, I mean, the new remake V was kind of very shiny and clean, and what I kind of liked about the original was it was a little more gritty. So you're saying Falling Skies is kind of closer to more real life?
Yes, I think so. It's a little more gritty. It's not as cheesy as either one of the V's, actually, but it's a more like a more serious, like realistic kind of thing. I mean, not to say it doesn't have cheesy moments, but
it's an alien invasion show, so that's right, there's got to be some of those.
It's just very, very interesting. I really like where they're going with it. I'm highly entertained.
I've heard comparisons to The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I think you could probably compare it to it. It's got that feel of like, I mean, it's taking itself seriously, and it's about these survivors mostly. You know, there's some action and alien killing and stuff like that, but it's mostly the story about the survivors.
Wow, sounds great. So what is your second recommendation?
My second recommendation is also a TV show. I'm gonna do all TV shows. So
Okay.
the second one is a British TV show, Luther.
Luther.
I have not heard of that.
Oh well, let me tell you. It is so good. It's aired in the UK. I don't know if BBC America has aired the first season. Right now they are airing the second series in the UK. And Robin of Media Junkyard, he was telling everybody how great it is. It's such a good show. And I was hesitant to watch it because it's basically about a police officer, and it's, a police show, which is not my favorite kind of thing. But I gave it a try. There are only six episodes in the first series, and I watched the first five of the first series. And from probably 10 minutes into the first episode, I was hooked. The main star is Idris Elba,
Oh, from The Wire.
which I've never seen. So this is the
Oh,
first thing I've
no.
ever seen him in.
Okay.
And he is amazing.
Yes, he is. He's a great actor.
Absolutely amazing. The characters in the show are so great. There is, like, in the very first episode, the very first thing, he comes across this case where it's this woman, and he's pretty sure this woman is a genius psychopath who killed her parents. And there's a dynamic between them that is so interesting. They kind of develop a friendship. And the show goes where I wasn't expecting. The fifth episode that I just watched, it started out as just a case, and then by the end of the episode, it just went absolutely nuts. And I can't wait to watch the last episode in the first series. I've been saving it because it's so good.
Well, I like these series, and like with the BBC, and in fact, some of these new series that are coming on these basic cable channels, is their first season is always a sort of digestible handful of episodes, not like a full 24 season episode order. So I think that's kind of cool. But so this is a police show, a cop show, but is it a case of the week, as they say, procedural? Or I mean, are you following? Is there an overarching arc of it?
There's both. They've got there's definitely storylines that go throughout the whole series, but each week they do have like a kind of case of the week thing, not always solved, but the villains, the bad guys are highly entertaining. Very like the cases are pretty original. I really enjoyed it. It's not your standard, Law and Order, CSI kind of cases.
So tell us about your third recommendation.
Okay, my third recommendation, and I know that there's been a lot of talk about this show lately. It is Firefly.
Yes.
I actually watched it when it aired originally.
Wow.
I fell in love with the show right away. And I was very upset when they canceled it because I thought it was a really good show. I got it on DVD, and I've watched the series like every summer for the past 4 years. My daughter and I will watch the series over, usually before we go to Comic-Con, just because we enjoy it so
That's
much.
a great tradition. And you watched it live, so you felt deeply the pain that, it's a wound in sci-fi fan hearts. But actually, for me, it was something that I only caught on to later. For you were right in the heart of it.
I was, and it's my favorite show of all time. So that's why I rewatch it so much. The characters are great. I love the sense of humor, the witty dialogue. That's my favorite part of the whole show. And of course, it's got great actors in it.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. And did you have a favorite episode? I mean, there were only 14. Are there ones that in your annual rewatch that you and your daughter really settle in and really look forward to enjoying?
I have two favorites. One is Janestown, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
The other is Out of Gas.
Yeah, those are on our list as well. Now,
I know. I listened to that episode that you guys talked about it.
And there's Firefly podcast coming out. I mean, it's fantastic that almost a decade after this show had a very brief run on television, it's still got such a huge following. Did you like or dislike or feel how the movie played into the chronology of the overall story?
I have some real issues with the movie. Mm. I really do. I guess if I look at it, the fact that, say, the movie came much later in the, you know, timeline of the show, then I guess it's a whole different thing. But I felt like it was a totally different show. It wasn't the same. The characters were much, you know, they were very different. There were some things like they changed some of the background, like the whole thing about how River got out was changed in the movie. And of course, my favorite, I don't want to spoil, but my favorite character ever doesn't get the best fate.
No, so okay, I know who your favorite character is. Very awesome. And you watch Firefly before Comic-Con. If you were a cosplayer, what would you dress up as to go to Comic-Con?
I would probably dress up like out of Firefly, probably Kaylee, like with her overalls with the teddy bear on it or something, because she's just adorable.
All right. Well, those are some fantastic recommendations, Jen.
Falling Skies on TNT, Luther on BBC, and Firefly, late of Fox, but now on DVD.
Fantastic. Those are great choices, Desiree, but I regret to inform you that the fun is over.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for some trivia?
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, for Pop Talk and Trivia Thursday, we give you three topics and you can drop one, and you only need to get two questions right out of the three. So, Jen, what are Des's categories?
The topics are Reservoir Dogs, Album Order, and Late States.
So Reservoir Dogs is the long-suffering category here on Pop Talk and Trivia. Album Order is a music category, if you didn't guess. But Late States is a traditional trivia category.
Oh, no. Well, Reservoir Dogs, I've seen that once many years ago. But I'm horrible at music trivia, so... Okay, I'm just going to go with Reservoir Dogs and Late States.
All right, that sounds fair. Here we go.
Reservoir Dogs. In this influential 1992 American crime film by Quentin Tarantino, name three of the code names and the actor they were assigned to.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we can't tell you they were all colors.
I know that much. Okay. I believe there was, like, okay, Mr. Pink. I'm just going to guess the actors, if I remember, because I don't know who's who. I think Mr. Pink might have been Steve Buscemi.
Yes.
Very good. He was very unhappy with that assignment. See, only two more. Actually, you only need one more.
Okay, I think there was a Mr. White. Mm-hmm. I think Harvey Keitel.
Yes.
Yes, very good. Oh, yes. Very good. Now, do you want to give a shot for that third? Because there were six.
Oh, Those are the two I really remember. I don't think I can remember any of those. I mean,
we had orange and blonde and blue.
Okay. Just trying to remember who was in the movie first.
Right, right. Well, see, that could be one way to go if you can remember the actors and then just give them a color. And I'd say you got two, so this category is yours. But I'd like to see if you can get the third.
All right, let's see if I can. Okay, I'm going to guess Quentin Tarantino, and I'm going to guess orange.
No.
That's okay.
Tim Quentin Roth Tarantino. Played Mr. Orange. Quentin Tarantino played Mr. Brown.
That's right.
Brown, yes, okay.
Hey, but we'll take two.
Yay.
Will we take two? Yeah, we will take
yeah,
two.
Yeah, of course.
Congratulations, Des. You took Reservoir Dogs, a category no one before you had any willingness to tackle. So congratulations.
Yay.
And your second category is Late States. You have to name three of the last five states to join the Union.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And we're talking about the United States here.
I'm going to go with Hawaii.
Yes, good one.
And then I'm going to say Alaska.
Yes.
Okay. All right, how many do I have to get?
Now I think you have to give one more. I personally feel that those two were pretty good guesses, but now you just sort of kind of keep to the West. Who preceded those last two, us last two states joining the Union?
Wow, this is hard. I'm going to just guess. I'm just going to guess Washington.
No.
Darn it. Well, if our, you know, I have to think about it. If our criteria is 2 out of 3, then she got the 2.
Yeah, she got the category.
But if it was 3, then we didn't. So, I'm sorry, Des. Yes, apart from Alaska and Hawaii, the 3 preceding states were Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Arizona. But you knew it wasn't California, so that's good.
Thanks so much for joining us, Desiree. Congratulations on getting Reservoir Dogs.
Well, thank you for letting me be on the show.
Hey, it was an honor.
Really enjoyed it.
Now, before we let you go, please tell everyone where they can find you. And I mean, I know they can find you pretty much all over, but where's the best places to get more Des?
I'm on Twitter at Sita Catherine. And then I have my three podcasts. I have What's On with Steph and Des about television, Nonsense Cast, which is an explicit dirty podcast. And then I have a new one we just started called Fisher Cast, which is about 6 Feet Under.
Ah, 6 Feet Under. Yeah, I mean, we've seen a few episodes, but we didn't hang in there with that one.
I'm watching it for the first time. Me and Moira Brown, we're watching it for the first time, and Robin is our expert who's watched it before, so we're talking about it as we watch for the first time.
Fantastic. Well, we would recommend folks try all of those out, and if you want something explicit and dirty in particular, you can check out the Nonsense Cast.
Yes, it's lots of fun, but don't let your kids listen.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, Des.
Thank you.
It's been fun. Aloha.
Next week, we head out to Georgia to talk with a music and media maker. If you'd like to join us on the show, please get in touch. We love hearing about what you love, and we really love challenging you with trivia.
That's right. Now, of course, if you're having trouble keeping up with our daily show, if iTunes is getting in your way, make sure you know that you can listen to our show on demand with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher features news, talk, and more on your mobile phone, as well as pop spotting, and the latest episode is always available to you with no syncing and no storage wasted.
It's available for your iPhone, your Android phone, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Just go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Now, we say it every show because it's that important. We love to hear from you. You keep us going here at Pop Spotting, so don't ever hesitate to let us know what you think about the show or anything that we cover here. You can leave a comment on our blog at popspotting.net. Drop us a line via email at feedback@popspotting.net or leave us a voicemail at 815-310-0808.
You can also connect with us at facebook.com/popspotting or twitter.com/popspotting.
We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh serving of Pop Spotting Feedback.
Thanks to Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song, and thank you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Ryan.
I'm Jen.
Aloha.